Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome in tonight to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And it is another big week in sports as the Big 12 Media Days were underway in Dallas and the Big 12 Championship game. Hey, it's going to return in 2017. Is this a good thing? Did the Big 12 get it right? Will they finally get one true champion? And what about the league expanding? It is time to hit the gridiron. We're going to kick things off with some college football talk. Always our go-to guy who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, the senior writer with OU Insider and host of Total Sports, KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. That is the great James Hale. How was your week in Dallas?
My week was good. The only negative was that you weren't there. But outside of that, it was a great weekend. And I enjoy Big 12 Media Days. It kind of kick-starts everything. Yet you still have, another weekend or two that you can enjoy yourself before you really get into the grind as a beat reporter like I am to really having to cover something on an everyday basis. But, you know, when you own a website like OUinsider.com and you work there, you know, that causes you to work every day anyway. So there's really not any off days in the sports world with a website like that.
James, obviously a popular topic at Media Day was the Big 12 championship game. It's going to return in 2017. What are your thoughts on that? Are you in favor of it? And do you think this will improve the resume, you know, for being the conference champ?
Well, I don't mind a Big 12 championship game. I hate trying to do it with 10 teams and trying to figure out how you come up with the two teams. 10-team leagues usually don't have championship games. It just doesn't work out. There's no equitable way to do it. You know, Gary Patterson, who's the great coach at TCU, has been in three or four different leagues, and he's pointed out they've done it just about every way you can do it with 10 teams to come up with the final two teams or the two teams that you want to play in the championship game, and everybody will always find holes in every single scenario, and that's exactly what will happen here. Every coach seems to be in a debate about which way to go, what's the right way to go on that. And with 10 teams, it's really hard to do. So what I hope they do, E, is in the end, you play your round robin, and then you just take the top two teams. And I don't care if they played the week before. Those are your top two teams. You play them again. You're going to end up playing somebody in the league again anyway. And, you know, Bob was asked, what happens if you have to play Texas again? And Bob has always looked at the Cotton Bowl rivalry a little bit different anyway. I mean, he's the coach that came up when somebody asked him, hey, could you ever see this going home and home and, you know, put it back on campuses and down in Dallas? He goes, sure. He goes, I can see that. He goes, not everything is set in stones forever and things change.
Wow.
That didn't set well with a lot of OU fans, and because everybody likes going to Big D and playing that game down there. But Bob's right. I mean, things are changing in college athletics and things are going in different directions. So it'll be interesting to see. I think the Big 12 needs a championship game for that 13 data point, even though Oklahoma got in last year. And I think that a team like Oklahoma could still get in with only 12 data points instead of 13 like the rest of the country. You know, but it takes away some of your gray area if you do it that way. And, of course, you could always get upset in the Big 12 championship game too. But, you know, I think at this point that's where college football is headed. That will be the initial round of the playoffs. And eventually, you know, we got four right now. Eventually we'll get to eight. And I think eventually that's where you'll go in college football.
Well, James, previous Big 12 championship games have been played here in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Kansas City. Where do you think it'll be played at?
Well, I think, you know, Jerry World will, you know, get after it. And I think they'll probably be the first team to throw some money out there. But, you know, the Big 12 has always kind of rotated this thing around. And even though they're not adverse to locking in with one particular sponsor, one particular group, if they'll pony up enough money. So, but, you know, the Cowboys Stadium, you know, is really in a prime location. It's easy to get to. But, hey, you know, I enjoyed going to Houston to NRG Stadium, and I've been to the Alamo Dome as well, and I've been to Kansas City. Coldest game I ever went to was in Kansas City.
Oh.
What about St. Louis that's losing an NFL team? Don't you think they'll be aggressive for it? So,
sure.
I think a number of people will want the game, and so that means the Big 12 will just make more money.
The senior writer with OU Insider, host on KREF Total Sports, James Hale. Great way to kick off our program tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's back from Dallas, the Big 12 Media Days all week long. So what about expansion? I mean, how serious is the Big 12 about moving forward, and when will they make a decision on this?
That's a great question, because 4 months ago, I didn't think they were serious at all. Now, I think they're really serious. And apparently, thanks to the knowledge that the ACC is going to start the ACC network and ESPN is going to back that, you know, with that knowledge, I think the Big 12 has decided they need to be proactive, because their television partners have told them if you add 2 to 4 teams, that will mean more money for your network. Now, I don't know the parameters on that. Common sense tells me they have to be the right 4 teams in the right television markets. But, you know, I'm sure everybody will be talking as they consider, you know, what league, what teams to expand to. I have always thought, they need to get to 12 teams. Mm-hmm. And then it comes down to, well, what teams are available. They blew it when Louisville was available. Oklahoma wanted Louisville. They couldn't convince the rest of the league to move, and that kind of created a little bit of bad blood between OU and the Big 12 at that time. But, you know, Joe C. is a very thoughtful guy, and, you know, cooler heads have prevailed. But, boy, they really missed a great opportunity there with Louisville. And I don't – out of the candidates that get talked about a lot, you know, nobody's a perfect candidate for it. And it would be interesting to see what direction they need to go. But I'm in line with them. They do need to expand. They do need to get to 12 teams. And that way, if you're going to play a championship game, you can go to 2 6-team divisions, or you go to 14 teams and make it 7-team divisions. However way you want to do it that way, that's fine. But, you know, you need to expand by at least 2 teams and possibly 4.
Okay, so let's move ahead. Let's preview the 2016 Sooners. Always high expectations. They've got some unfinished business that they need to take care of.
They came up short. They had an unfulfilled year, even though they accomplished a lot. They won the Big 12. They made it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of positive things. But the prevailing thought is they came up short, that they didn't accomplish their goals, and they need to be a little bit better. Baker talked about that a lot, Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma's quarterback. He talked about when he was asked, like, what are you trying to do to get better? And he goes, I need to be a little bit better because we came up a little bit short. So I need to be a little bit better. Our offense needs to be a little bit better. Our defensive line needs to be a little bit better. We weren't good enough last year to win the title. And that's been the prevailing thought in camp this summer as they get ready to go to camp. I think that's kind of what Oklahoma's angling on, and I think that's where they're going to get to.
What about the schedule? Ohio State and Houston early in the season. Those are big games. I mean, how will Oklahoma look after facing those two teams?
Well, they play the heart of their schedule in their first 5 games. They go on the road in what's going to be a monster road game against Houston, a rising program that's, you know, if they beat Oklahoma, they'll tell the world we've arrived. And so that's a monster game on the road for OU to start the season. And then you get ULM. That will probably be the only chance they get a chance to get Austin Kendall, their freshman backup quarterback, into the game. Because you've got Ohio State the next week. He's not going to play there unless Baker gets hurt, and knock on wood, that doesn't happen. And that's going to be the biggest game on college in college football that day, and I think one of the biggest games in college football all year. And then they get a week off, and then they go to a monster game on the road at TCU. I think TCU, outside of Oklahoma, is the best team in the conference. Oklahoma's got to beat them in Fort Worth. That's not going to be easy for Oklahoma. That's going to be a tussle game. And then you have the Red River rivalry coming up the following week when, you know, you're playing Texas and Big D on a neutral field. So the first 5 games are going to give you a great indication what Oklahoma has,
mm-hmm.
how good they are. And we'll find out if they're really a championship contender team or not.
Yeah, that Oklahoma-TCU matchup October 1st. I mean, a loss to the Frogs, that would be devastating to a championship run, no doubt about it. Hey, James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, host of KREF, has been with us. A great way to kick off our program tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm going on vacation, James. Talk to you in a couple weeks, okay?
Hey, look forward to it, E. Thank you very much. Make sure you come and see me.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number 1.